out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning back into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. And so here not too long ago, we had a situation at our church. We live stream our services. And by the way, they're posting on YouTube as well as Facebook now. So if you do not have a Facebook account, or Meta, or whatever they're calling themselves this week, you can find it on the YouTube station as well. We upgraded our streaming mechanism process, and so that goes a whole lot easier. And it, you know, one thing I am not, it is a technology person. It doesn't mean that I can't wander into that world and I can, you know, kind of feel my way around a little bit, but I'm not a technology person. And so one of my tech people, one of the persons that I use as a consultant, they said, you know, I think that you have an internet problem. It's like, yes, we do. And, they said, best I can tell, you know, you're hooked up on a wireless system. And I was like, well, we're not supposed to be. It's supposed to be you know, a designated line specifically for live streaming. And come to find out, one of my tech people went and did some research and said, you know, I think we're just hooked up on wireless. And they didn't really know exactly how we were going to solve the problem, but I went around and fished it out, and I was able to solve the problem because one person recognized the problem, another person verified the problem, and God helped me to solve the problem. I tell you, there are all sorts of electronic devices. I can tell from some where my voice is on the scale of volume. I can see left, right, all sorts of lights. But you know what? I am not a tech person, and I'm so thankful for WMIE being here so that we can bring the Refresh radio program to you and impart the truth of God's word and it make an impact on you. So they've upgraded the transmitter here not too long ago, and so hopefully your signal is coming in a loud and clear manner. So verse number 14 of John chapter 1 is where we ended yesterday. So I want to read to you verses 1 through, or verses 14 through 18. It says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So just make a note of that right there. Jesus was full of grace and truth. In verse number 15, it says, John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received grace for grace, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. So this is where we're going to camp out today, and we're going to focus on this. So Jesus, the only begotten of the Father, was full of grace and truth. I am so thankful for the things that Jesus and the Godhead are full of. They're beneficial to us. I don't know if you've ever had people try to diagnose the things that they said you were full of. if they said you were full of hot air, if you were filled with bitterness. You know, there are some people described in the Bible that they were filled with the devils. There are a glorious experience where you and I are filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, it says here, comes and he was full of grace and full of truth. And what a wonderful benefit that is to us. So here's the truth. You're full of grace. If you're a believer, Jesus, because he was full of grace, is living inside of you, and he wants you to be filled with grace as well. Okay? The grace brings us to that point of salvation. Okay, it is the unmerited favor of God. So when I was growing up, there was a cartoon, and it was called The Born Loser. The Born Loser. And this person just had the worst luck of any person on the planet. And I remember one, and it showed a beautiful cloudless day. There was sun shining, except for right over him, and there was a dark rain cloud, and it was just pouring down right on him. The devil would try and get you to think that you're a cosmic mistake. Now, remember, on yesterday's program, we were talking about that God created all things through Jesus Christ, through the Word, and I want you to recognize that everything was made for him, it was made through him, and it was made for him. I want you to understand that the reason that the enemy tries to convince people that they are a cosmic mistake is because he doesn't want you to recognize God's handiwork and magnificence that he demonstrated when he created you. The human existence recognizes tremendous craftsmanship that Jesus demonstrated when he made you. And not only were you made by him, but you were made for him. And the enemy doesn't want you to see that. He wants you to think that you're a mistake. He wants you to think that, you know, you're a born loser, when not, you're not. You're made for Jesus, for him to demonstrate that you're his favorite. You're filled with the favor of God. And he says, Jesus is filled with truth. Now, there are people who are filled with deception. There are people who follow deceiving spirits. But Jesus is full of truth. You have very good reasons for following Jesus Christ. Okay? There may be people who try and undermine and create a logic problems and try and get people to not appreciate the truth. We can look at that at a later time. But I want you to fully embrace this spiritual truth, that Jesus is the source of truth. He is filled with truth. He's filled with grace. And so it says, verse number 16, and of his fullness we have all received. Okay, so what was he full of? He was full of grace and he was full of truth. And so of his fullness we have all received. So I'm going to do a little bit of meddling and try and make this spiritual truth not just a subject matter to talk about, but actually bring it into a personal application. So it says, of his fullness, the fullness of Jesus, we have all received. Whenever you go someplace, whatever is filling your life, whatever is filling your heart, whatever is filling your mind, whatever is filling your mouth or whatever is filling your emotions, everybody else is going to be impacted by that. So I want to ask you today, on this Thursday, are you going to impact people in a positive manner, or are you going to impact them in a negative manner? Are you going to be filled with grace to their benefit, or are you going to be filled with bitterness or hatred or anger or hostility? Are you going to be filled with worry? Whatever it is, it's not just going to impact you. It could impact those around you. It happens for Jesus to our benefit. We need to make sure that it happens in us to the benefit of others. What is filling you right now? Now, here's what I have discovered. That if there is something that is filling me in a negative manner, that it's impacting me negatively, impacting others around me negatively, then I have to make an adjustment in my life. So if you have not been positively impacted by Jesus, Jesus' grace and Jesus' truth, I encourage you, say, you know what? I need to check to make sure I've received everything that God wants me to receive. So I've told you before that I preached what I thought was a powerful message earlier in 2021, and it was, thou shalt not forget the receiving. Thou shalt not forget the receiving. I put a King James title on it there, just to make it a little catchier. If you wanted it in plain English, don't forget the receiving. So I have this app that tells me whenever I am going to receive a delivery in my mailbox. And most of the time, whenever that email comes, it is indicative that that's the day that I'm going to receive it. But there are times when I receive a notification that a very important delivery is coming, but if I go to my to access that article that was supposed to be delivered, that envelope, what the package, whatever it was, if it's not there, all of a sudden I am like, where is it? And so if it's not there on day one, it's like, well, it may come tomorrow. If it's not there on day two, Houston, we may have a problem. If it's not there on day three, I'm going to the person at the post office and saying, hey, where is this? And you know what they tell me? Sometimes the notification precedes the delivery by several days. But I can tell you this, I am on high alert at that point in time. I'm going to dutifully watch to make sure that I receive what I'm supposed to receive. Don't forget to receive from the fullness of Jesus Christ for you today. And here's what it says, grace for grace, favor after favor after favor. God wants to take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from one level of grace to another level of grace, from strength to strength. Don't get stuck in your journey so that you do not you fail to receive everything out of the fullness of Jesus Christ that God wants you to receive. So, it goes on in verse number 17, and it's touching on this spiritual truth. It says, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. I absolutely love this verse. Now, you need to understand this about me. I'm basically a rule keeper. By nature, I do not like getting into trouble. What I mean by that was I never liked disobeying my parents because it came with painful consequences. And, you know, I was at a doctor's appointment here not too long ago, and the lady that was, you know, getting me situated in the room to see the doctor said, "Are you allergic to anything?" And I said, "Only pain." And I've used that line before, but this time there was a response, and she said, "Most men are." And it was like, oh, man. So somebody, you know, I could probably get along with her really well because we would be able to have a humorous interaction. So I just never liked the painful consequences of disobedience. So I want to do everything I can to walk in compliance and full-hearted obedience to the things that God wants me to. The Bible here says that the law, the Torah, it came through Moses. It came from God, but it came through Moses. But now in John chapter 1, we're hearing that there is another delivery that God has brought to humanity, and it was a delivery of grace and truth through Jesus Christ. Here was the reality of the law, that when the Abrahamic covenant became the Mosaic covenant, the Ten Commandments, and there were a lot of other mandates that came in a spiritually loving way that came from God, the problem was that it came from God to a flawed humanity, a broken humanity, a sinful humanity, and a deceived humanity. And because of all of that deception, because of all that, the imperfections in the human condition at that time, the reality was this: no one was going to be able to keep that law until Jesus. And the scripture, the spiritual truth says this: Jesus did not come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill all the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill everything that we were not able to fulfill. He came to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. So, that was the law that was given through Moses. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So here he was full of grace and truth. Of his fullness we have all received in grace for grace. And he comes to impart to us grace and truth as the new ability to walk in covenant with God. Okay? There are a lot of people who believe in a grace that is abusive instead of a grace that makes things possible. What I mean by that is they believe in a grace that frees them or liberates them to be able to do whatever they want to do, to be able to sin however they want to sin, and without consequence. I want you to understand that the new covenant that came through Jesus Christ was not about lowering the standard of righteousness, but instead it was about making it possible because of the favor of God, the unmerited favor of God, that we are now able to live the life that God wants us to live. Where under the old covenant, under the covenant of the law, the law was always there, and we were never able to live up to it, that the grace of Jesus comes and says, I'm going to make it spiritually possible for you to live the life I want you to live. That is the truth. You see, the enemy will come in with a slant, a deceptive mindset where he will try to get you to believe a spiritual falsehood that you can just go out and you don't have to worry about the life that you live. After we get done with this particular chapter, we're going to dive into some other things. And one of those things we're eventually going to get to is the responsibility that people have to live in the truth, the responsibility that we have to not be deceived, to recognize the various techniques that the enemy uses to deceive us. When we're talking about, you know, and our core verse is seeking the truth, and that's found in Jeremiah chapter 5, I believe it is. So I'm turning over there just a moment. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse number 1, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, see now and know, and seek in her open places. If you can find a man, if there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth. So when we're seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things are going to be added unto us, part of that is seeking righteousness. Part of it is seeking justice. Part of it is seeking spiritual truth. And God is looking for people who will seek him in truth, who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And all of the seeking that we do, it is possible. The enemy would say it's impossible. And I just want to tell you again that nothing is too hard for God. So if you're depressed, don't believe the lie that says, oh, you're just always going to be depressed. Let me just tell you, Jesus is full of truth. The devil is full of lies. He is the father of it. It is his native language. It is his native tongue. So when he speaks a lie, he is speaking of his own. Jesus comes and he ministers to us and out of his fullness, that he is full of grace and truth. And so not only does grace come through Jesus Christ, but truth comes through Jesus Christ. And I will tell you, when your spiritual eyes are open to all that God wants to manifest in your life, you're going to say, how could I have ever not believed that? So I've had a lot of birthdays. I still want to have more. If I don't have more, I want it to be because Jesus came and took us to be with him in heaven. That's the rapture looks better and better every day. I will tell you that. And so we had a guest speaker back in October who shared a tremendous insight from God's word. And it had to do with receiving, that we are both active and benefit. We are both active receivers, and we are also people who benefit from the actions of God that help us to receive. And so he shared that spiritual truth, and my first response was, why have I not known that before? I've read commentaries on, you know, that particular and never picked up on it. I've studied things but I didn't ever know. And, you know, part of me wants to look at regret and say, I could have helped so many people if I'd known that before. And part of me says, you know what, God, I am so thankful that you sent Jesus, who was full of grace and truth, and you sent the servant of God that was able to impart to me a spiritual truth. And you know what? I will never need a note. I will never need that commentary anymore for me to remember that, because now my eyes are open. My eyes are open to that truth. And because I've received it, now I get to be benefited personally, but I also get to be of benefit to others as well. Now, here's what I recommend to you. And that is, anytime that you hear spiritual truth, or anytime that you hear something that you have never heard before, double check it. Double check it. Make sure that it is factual. Make sure that it's true. The Bereans, it said they were more noble than the people of Thessalonica, because when Paul was preaching things to them, they went to the word and they made sure that it lined up. And so when I heard that, I'm just going to tell you what I did. I went and I researched it myself as if I had never heard it, and found out that what he had shared was exactly the same thing as what I found when I dug into it myself. You see, spiritual truth is never threatened, because the deeper that people look into it, the more true that it becomes. Today, I hope that you will see that when God sent Jesus and the New Testament was written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it was God-breathed, and he caused it to be written down on paper, that it was done because Jesus, the living word, was full of grace and truth. The written word is full of grace and truth, and he wants you to be full of grace, and he wants you to be full of truth, and he wants to impact other people or in your sphere of influence with grace and truth. And it all comes through Jesus Christ. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to ask him to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, so that you can be filled not with the things of death, not with the things of deception, but with the spiritual truth that Jesus wants you, that you can be filled with the fullness of God, the fullness that came through Jesus that God wants to bring into your life. Why don't you say this prayer? Heavenly Father, I love you. I today receive all that you have for me. Forgive me of my sins and fill me with grace and truth. In Jesus' name. We'll see you tomorrow right here on
Thank
Refresh.
You for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.